And there is a touchdown reception to Lance Kendricks. And all of a sudden, the Rams within a touchdown.
That was from the St. Louis Rams' last game of the season in December, and it might have been one of their last games in St. Louis, period. The team's owner announced plans last month to build a stadium in Los Angeles, but officials in Missouri are trying desperately to keep the Rams by spending as much as $400 million in public money on a new stadium. David Hunn is a reporter with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He's with us now. David, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first, remind us how all this talk started about the Rams leaving St. Louis.
Let me take you back a few years, in fact, 20 years. When the Rams were first being enticed to come to St. Louis, the officials here cut a deal with them that many consider to be the worst possible deal for any community in football. Not only did it give the Rams most of the revenues, but it also said, every 10 years, we're going to make sure you have a quote-unquote top-tier stadium. And they defined that as being the top 25% of stadiums in the NFL. And what happened was, just a bit ago here, they said, no, we really want that. And they started talking about it, and they couldn't come to terms. It went to arbitration, and the arbitrators ruled in favor of the Rams. They basically said it's going to cost, $700 million to upgrade the Edward Jones Dome, where the Rams now play, and you're going to either pay it or the Rams are going to be able to go year to year on their contract.
Well, how much are the Rams worth to the city?
I'll tell you this. Officials say openly that they are not worth $700 million. The hard part is the middle ground, right? How much are they worth? And it depends on who you talk to for sure. Some people really love the Rams and want them to stay. What the city's done is come up with a plan to redevelop a new area with this new stadium proposal and at the same time spend less public money, about $350 to $400 million.
$350 to $400 million of taxpayer money.
Yes, indeed.
And how do people feel about that in St. Louis?
It's very interesting, actually. People are diametrically opposed. On one hand, you have folks who really want the Rams to stay. They love football. They think St. Louis is an NFL town, and they feel like it'd be a shot to the collective ego for the Rams to leave. On the other hand, you have people who hate public funding of stadiums. I mean, some folks here hate it so much that a few years ago, they put a measure on the ballot that would require a public vote if any new tax money was to be used on a public stadium.
Well, and the interesting thing is, as you say, they only moved to St. Louis in 1995. Do the Rams really feel like a hometown team in St. Louis the way, let's say, the Cardinals or the Blues do?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the answer is unequivocally no. Mm. I mean, first off, this is a baseball town. You know, in St. Louis, they put banners on all the skyscrapers when the Cardinals go to the playoffs. That, you know, the fountains run red. I mean, this is a baseball town. Blues, I think, are a beloved second, right? The Rams, I've got to say, are third. Hmm. I'd say a good portion of the community thinks it's okay if the Rams leave.
So why can't the owner, Stan Kroenke, just pick up and move the team to L.A.?
So the NFL has very specific rules on this subject. And if you remember a few years ago, there was a time when the Raiders did that. They just left Oakland and went to Los Angeles. And after that happened, the NFL got together, the owners got together, and they said, we can't let this happen again. We're going to create much more stringent rules to stop that from happening. And now the NFL says that, this couldn't happen again.
So is there a possibility, though, if it does, that another team would come in and replace the Rams in St. Louis?
So first, I don't think that Stan Kroenke is going to pick up the Rams and leave without the NFL's permission. I mean, listen, this is a great deal for Stan Kroenke, no matter how you look at it. He's building a $1.7 billion stadium in Inglewood to capture the LA market. If the NFL doesn't give him a team, he's got St. Louis folks ready to build him a billion-dollar stadium on the riverfront in St. Louis. The only way he loses is if he leaves without the NFL's permission, and this ends up in court. Who knows? He could even lose the team. So he's not going to take him without the NFL's permission. That said, this is a very smart, very patient businessman. I do not believe that he started this process without beginning the talks with owners to get him that permission. If he leaves, he'll leave after the next year, and I think he'd do it with the owners' votes behind him.
And do you think he will do that?
Everybody asks me that. I consistently put it at 50-50. I think the truth is that this is a much more complicated question than we all understand. I mean, there's huge politics behind all these owners. These are all billionaires, right? So they're constantly assessing what's the best business move for the NFL. They want a team in LA, clearly, But, you know, do they want Stan Kroenke there? Maybe they want the Chargers there. Maybe they want the Raiders there. It's really hard to say.
David Hunn, a reporter with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. David, thank you.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is hardly a new issue. In Minneapolis, the Vikings are building a billion-dollar stadium with taxpayers footing half the bill. Indianapolis paid more than $600 million for the Lucas Oil Stadium in 2005. Politicians tend to tout football stadiums as a way to entice investors and boost local economies. But according to our next guest, history doesn't agree. Alan Sanderson is an economist at the University of Chicago. Alan, what do you make, first of all, of what the officials in Missouri want to do to keep the Rams in St. Louis?
Building a football stadium is probably one of the worst expenditures of taxpayer dollars there is. The utilization rate is very low. You know, they're only open 100 hours a year for all practical purposes. A mall is open 3,000 hours a year. You can do the math and figure out which one's going to stimulate the economy more.
What about, though, the idea that by putting these stadiums in places that are not doing too well economically, that maybe it will help revitalize neighborhoods? You've certainly seen what's happened in Washington, D.C., where the new baseball stadium is in an area that was not doing very well, and it's a very different place now.
It's a different place. I wouldn't call it still a great place. The difference between a baseball stadium is it may be open 400 or 500 hours a year. A combination NBA-NHL arena may get up to 200 nights a year. A football team is really only operating 50 hours a year in that stadium. It's always closed, and so it's not very much of a catalyst for economic development. It's just something that's closed all the time and a sea of asphalt around it.
So if, let's say, $400 million are spent on this stadium, how long will it take St. Louis to get that money back?
Oh, well, never. The NFL, first of all, is a monopolist, and monopolists don't leave much money on the table. And by that, I mean their threat to move someplace else means they can extract any particular amount of money out of the city. The city of Chicago is hosting the NFL draft in a couple months, but the NFL was able to extract an enormous amount of concessions, free this, free that, from the city. So under those circumstances, you're not going to do very well.
Is there any value that you can put on the pride of having an NFL team? It certainly makes some people happy in the cities where they do have NFL teams.
Oh, sure. There are things that we can do for pride. I mean, St. Louis has an arch. Does that pay for itself? Probably not. But you just have to decide at what point you're going to stop spending money. You know, I think they'd be better off instead of spending $400 or $500 million to renovate or build a new stadium, just write the Rams a check for $100 million. And be done with it. No construction, no nothing. But no politician wants to stand up with an NFL owner, the commissioner, and show a picture of passing $100 million to him.
So what would you advise politicians in both Southern California and St. Louis as this negotiation goes on?
Well, if one has eyes wide open and you want to spend the money, fine. But to say it's going to, you know, put us on the map, it's going to be a catalyst for economic development, it's going to be all these things. That's just nonsense. The particular case with Los Angeles is the NFL really needs Los Angeles. Los Angeles doesn't need the NFL. It's a very large city, has an enormous number of alternative things to do and great weather, and two semi-pro teams anyway with UCLA and USC. So the NFL has been less successful in bargaining with Los Angeles. I guess in St. Louis' case, I would say the old proverb of fool me once versus fool me twice applies here. If I were St. Louis, it's a great city. They've got a lot of other amenities, things to do. If you don't have an NFL team, that's certainly not the end of the world.
Alan Sanderson, an economist at the University of Chicago, who's done a lot of research on this. Alan Sanderson, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.